From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of the psalm is the Word of God, expressed in many different ways. In this series, Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 9 through 16 as he expounds the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, taken from his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Even the Faintest Call. The text is Joel chapter 2 and verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Why do I not call on his name? Why do I run to this neighbor and that, when God is so near and will hear my faintest call? Why do I sit down and devise schemes and invent plans? Why not at once roll myself and my burden upon the Lord? Straightforward is the best runner. Why do I not run at once to the living God? In vain shall I look for deliverance anywhere else, but with God I shall find it, for here I have his royal shall to make it sure. I need not ask whether I may call on him or not, for that word whosoever is a very wide and comprehensive one. Whosoever means me, for it means anybody and everybody who calls upon God. I will therefore follow the leading of the text, and at once call upon the glorious Lord who has made so large a promise. My case is urgent, and I do not see how I am to be delivered. But this is no business of mine. He who makes the promise will find out ways and means of keeping it. It is mine to obey his commands. It is not mine to direct his counsels. I am his servant, not his solicitor. I call upon him, and he will deliver me.
Come to the cross upon Calvary.
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Today, Dr. Cairns commences his seventh message in a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. On today's program, Dr. Cairns comes to verse 15, where the psalmist said, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. The emphasis here is on the believer's thought life. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." What we think controls what we do. If that is so, then winning the battle of the mind is crucial to living the holy life we've heard of in the previous messages. In commencing this portion of our study, Dr. Caron speaks of the action of godly thinking. The psalmist said, "I will meditate." Meditation on God's word is almost a lost art among Christians in our age, yet it is of the utmost importance if we would truly walk with God. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
We're turning back this morning to Psalm 119 and verse 15. We're coming near the end of the section with which we've been dealing. Verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. As we pursue the general subject that has been before us in this section, living clean in an unclean world, we now enter the most secret and sensitive area of human existence. For in this text, we deal with the thought life. Usually, no one enters this area but the thinking subject himself. A man may at times present others with fragments of his thoughts, but the thought life is each man's private domain. His thoughts may be splendid or sordid. They may be spiritual or carnal. They may be heavenly or hellish. This is his most secret life. And in every case, a man's thought life is of surpassing importance. Thought is the mother of action. You remember that the Lord Jesus Christ set out to describe something of the depravity of fallen man. Matthew 15, verse 19, he puts it like this, "For out of the heart, now you have this long list of depravities." He will speak of murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Truly a foul stream of wickedness. But he starts it all off with this, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." Evil thoughts control a man's thoughts, and you control the whole man. Pervert a man's thinking, and you pervert his entire life. Pollute his mind, and you pollute everything that comes from him. You see, this is what makes what we put into our minds so very, very important. You know the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. And that's true nowhere more so than with regard to the mind. So if we're going to live clean in an unclean world, we must first of all be clean in our thought life. The psalmist recognized this when dealing with this general question, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can anyone live clean in such a world as the world in which we're living? He comes to verse 15, dealing with the thought life. He said, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. You see, winning the battle for the mind is crucial to living as the Lord would have us live. That there is a battle for the mind should be clear to every one of us. That there are forces at work to control our minds, to corrupt our minds, should be self-evident. It has never been any other way. And certainly today, with the advance of technology, with the ease of what passes for information, which is more indoctrination than anything else, with all these so-called advances, the forces that are at work to control, to corrupt, to curse our whole way of thinking are all the more numerous, and they are all the more dangerous. Now, I'm not going to deal with the battle as such. I'm not going to deal with the forces that corrupt and pervert. I will simply say, remember that anything that makes your thoughts impure, anything that makes your thoughts selfish and self-centered, anything that makes your thoughts unwarrantedly suspicious of your brethren, anything that makes your thoughts bitter and angry, anything that makes you in your thought life careless and prayerless, is most certainly a tool of the devil and is most certainly identifiable as one of those forces doing the satanic work of guiding your thoughts where they ought not to go and corrupting them in such a way as to corrupt your whole being. Today I want to concentrate rather than on those things, which when we come to the thought life is where most preachers go and where they spend their time. I want us to concentrate on the way to victory. We are, after all, dealing with how to live clean in an unclean world. And I want us to think of the thought life and what the Bible tells us in our text regarding having victory in the thought life and winning the battle against every evil force that would affect our minds. As I look at this text, there are three very simple thoughts. First of all, I want us to concentrate on the action of godly thinking. Now, see where we're going here. I've deliberately eschewed the policy of going down describing ungodly thinking because I think we are all perfectly aware of what ungodly thinking is all about. What I'm wanting to do is concentrate on godly thinking. And first, it's action. The psalmist says, I will meditate in thy precepts. Now, underline the word, I will meditate. Commenting on this particular text, John Calvin said, we are aware that the majority of mankind are so much involved in the cares of the world as to leave no time or leisure for meditating on the doctrine of God. The vast majority of men are so busy with the concerns of this world that they have neither the time nor the interest to meditate upon the doctrine of God. Now, that's true of the world in general, but my conclusion, and I think after almost half a century in dealing with God's people, I have some basis for the conclusion. My conclusion is that this is true of all too many, I would say the vast majority of Christians. There's not a Christian in 100 who could honestly say, I will meditate. The Hebrew verb that's translated meditate here can mean to think. If you look at verse 27 of Psalm 119, you'll see that it can also mean to talk. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of all thy wondrous works. So the same word can mean to think and to talk. And I don't think I would be missing the force of the verb in this particular text if I were to combine them both here. I will think and talk. And the talking will be first and foremost to myself. What is the psalmist describing here? I'm going to talk to myself. Now, I know that's usually taken to be the sign of somebody who is going or has gone mad. Don't you believe it? I know there's a certain kind of talking to yourself that does betoken a certain mental aberration. But there's nobody here that doesn't talk to himself. You know you have wonderful conversations with yourself. You have arguments with everybody under the sun with yourself. You know what they're going to say and what you're going to say, and you've it all worked out. Never happens as you work it out, but it forms your thinking and your feeling anyway. We have all of those conversations. We know what it is to talk to ourselves. I'm paraphrasing the late Martin Lloyd-Jones, and it is a paraphrase, but the meaning is still good. That is the trouble with Christians is that they listen to themselves far too much and talk to themselves far too little. You listen to yourself when you talk rubbish, but you don't talk to yourself sense half enough. I will talk to myself. The word meditate that the English version puts in is a wonderful translation. They've got it exactly right. The idea is reflection. One of the great commentators in the book of Psalms was a Church of England bishop, Bishop Horn. And speaking of meditation here, he said, meditation is like rumination. So just picture the cow in the field. It has eaten the grass. And then it sits down or lies down. And it starts to ruminate. It starts to chew over, to extract all the nutriments. That's the picture of rumination or reflection here. The psalmist is saying, I'm not just going to read, but I'm going to reflect. I'm going to talk to myself about what I am reading. I'm going to chew over these things, so as to extract from them all the benefit, all the spiritual strength that I can gain.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.